19. Elephants, not only giants. It's easy to see what kind of animal the large skeleton belonged to. The tusks and the straight pillar-like legs show that it was an elephant, even if there is no trunk. Elephants are the largest living land mammals, but they have not always looked like this. The earliest elephants were no larger than pigs and may have lived like hippopotamuses. One such example is Moeritherium, swimming next to the skeleton. Moeritherium probably spent a large part of its life in the water, where it ate aquatic plants. During the past 55 million years, numerous species of elephants have evolved. Many were large and had thick skin. Nearly all fossil elephants had tusks, but they differed in appearance depending on what the animal ate. Today, only two elephant species remain, the African and Indian. The skeleton is a cast of the extinct species Mammuthus meridionalis. This was one of the largest mammoths and may have been ancestral to the well-known woolly mammoth of the Ice Ages. It is common to find elephants as fossils on islands. Elephants are good swimmers and can use their trunk as a kind of snorkel during swimming. On islands, large animals commonly evolve into dwarf forms. This is because there is often limited food and few or no predators on islands. Under these circumstances, animals no longer have to be large to avoid being killed, and evolution favours animals that use fewer resources. Elephants are a good example of this. Nearby, you can see the smallest known elephant, Elephas falconeri. The last mammoths were also small. They lived on Wrangel Island in the Arctic and were a dwarf form of woolly mammoth. They became extinct only 4,000 years ago. More about how animals evolve on islands at Station 22. Evolution on islands.